It's state to state. We got your Nittany line update. It's a football discussion with Tom and Justin. So kick back and press play.
With former Penn State and NFL defensive back Justin King, I'm Tom Hanifin. This is State of State. This podcast is presented by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Baseball, golf, soccer, plus all the top fights in MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of over 150 slots games. Head to betonline.ag today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. State of State is presented by BetOnline. The game starts here. Are you looking for a higher potential return on your savings? Turn to our sponsor, Save. As an SEC-registered investment advisor, Save safely combines the best parts of saving and investing with its Market Savings program. Market Savings is a savings product that provides you with market returns instead of interest. The returns come from diversified investment portfolios based on your individual investment profile. The return from the investments is paid to you at the end of the selected investment term. But investing comes with risk, right? Well, with Save, your deposit is FDIC insured and never used for any investments. The current variable APYs are 9.07% for the one-year product and 7.9% for the five-year product. So what does this cost you? Well, Save only charges a fee when your investments make you money. To learn more or to sign up, visit joinsave.com/state. That's joinsave.com/state. The link to the website is in the description of this podcast. State of State invites you to join Save. State of State is a proud supporter of Blue White Outfitters. Blue White Outfitters was created as a retail shop meant to highlight the confidence, competitiveness, and fearlessness of the elite athletes found throughout the history of Penn State University. Check out their Lockdown U and Lawn Boys merchandise today. All sales from Blue White Outfitters directly benefit Penn State student athletes. Visit www.bluewhiteoutfitters.com today. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of State of State. I'm Tom Hanifin, flying solo. Justin King will be on next week, is off on vacation at the moment. I want to take this time to really get serious about talking about the fight that is happening right now for Penn State's whiteout game. There is plenty of discussion about what game Penn State should have as the whiteout game in 2024, but I think there's a much larger conversation to be had about the overall future and the past in regard to what the Penn State whiteout game is capable of being. And I think the recent comments by Penn State Athletic Director Pat Kraft have provided a little bit of insight in terms of what Penn State is in for in this battle. Like, comment, subscribe, rate us, and turn on notifications. Thank you all so much for hopping in the comment section, as always, on YouTube, and get at us on social media. Really appreciate it. I highly encourage any of you that haven't already, check out Blue White Illustrated. Nate Bauer, who does a fantastic job, recently conducted an interview with Penn State Athletic Director Pat Kraft. Some clips out there here and there on Blue White Illustrated that I think you should absolutely check out. So few opportunities to really get to speak to somebody in the position that Pat Kraft is in at any university with any major college football program, especially. So this was really interesting. Pat Kraft said to Nate Bauer earlier this week, quote, "The whiteout is the greatest college event, period. It's not just football." Couldn't agree more. Now, as someone who was at the whiteout against Ohio State when Tom Bahali put Troy Smith on his head, I understand just how important, how special this environment is. This is 20 years now that the whiteout has existed as of this coming season. Guido D'Elia helping spark what felt like an organic fan movement in 2004, when this program really needed a shot in the arm. Now, this is something we've talked about at length here on this show, and I so value having Justin King on this show because we try and present a level-headed approach to the whiteout game, when inherently this is not as level-headed of an approach as you would like it to be. There's a lot of emotion wrapped up in this, and you could see that in some of the clips from Pat Kraft. He's talked about that this needs finessing, and he's a pretty aggressive guy, and he needs to be advocating aggressively for what Penn State wants. Justin and I have talked about on this show that just being as unbiased as humanly possible, this is a very difficult ask by Penn State to these television networks. Now, a lot of Penn State football fans have sat there and said, this is completely the fault of Fox executives. So for those who don't know, obviously there are several television networks at play when it comes to Big Ten football games. Fox, CBS, NBC, and you have a trickle-down effect to ESPN and the Big Ten Network. There is a quote-unquote draft in terms of games that these networks want. Fox, CBS, and NBC picking games off of the calendar that they want. And you're trying to project ahead in terms of the teams that are going to be competitive in October, November, potentially December when it comes to playoff time, all those sorts of things, bowl season. But you're doing your best to position your games on the calendar. So A, that they're happening at the best possible time on that date. We're talking about time slots. And then you're also trying to get the best possible matchup. So for instance, if you're looking at Penn State's season in 2024, you do have to be reasonable and think about the challenges that they are facing before they even face Ohio State. So you do have to sit there as a television executive and be like, well, it'd be great if Penn State was undefeated and Ohio State was also undefeated and we get to that game and man, wouldn't that be awesome for big noon kickoff at 12 p.m. Eastern? Yes, it would be, Fox executive. Of course, that will get a lot of eyeballs and the revenue would be through the roof, all that sort of stuff. The trade-off is that in order to do a whiteout, which I think it's universally agreed upon by Penn State fans and football fans, period, is that this whiteout appears and plays best at night in a night game environment. And on top of that, Penn State would ideally like it to be against the best opponent at home they have on the schedule. James Franklin, without saying it outright, has said, I want exactly what the fans want. If you read between the lines, yeah, Penn State fans would love the whiteout to be a night game against Ohio State this year. Very unlikely that's going to happen. The approach by Fox is that you build this audience for Big Noon Kickoff, their version of ESPN's College Game Day. And then the flaw that they see with the way ESPN does their College Game Day scheduling and then their biggest game is that they do game day. And then all the buildup that you have on campus for that particular game, say it's at Alabama, well, their game later on tonight, Alabama versus LSU, whatever, that's going to be at 7 o'clock. So you may have an audience that's there that's heard a lot of hype and a lot of excitement about one in particular game and is billed as the biggest game, at least on that network or potentially of the week. So you have that audience set up to watch that game and they're all geeked up for it. And then it's like, see you in 7 hours. Fox takes a different approach and it's a very intelligent TV approach, whether Penn State fans want to hear that or not. As someone who's worked in television for 12 years, I can tell you that if you set up an audience and you want to have one audience go from a certain hour into the next hour, you try and set them up so that they're encouraged to stick around, or at least something very basic when there is a new television show that's trotted out on ABC, CBS, Fox. You put it right after one of your biggest draws, so that way the audience left over from The Big Bang Theory, for instance, is going to be like, yep, I'm going to watch that show next because I left the TV on. And, oh, I've seen ads for this. Oh, this looks interesting. I'm going to stick around. I'm already here. Fox doing the same thing. They're taking a television approach. Basic television, not necessarily sports television. However, the ratings are showing that they're correct in the way that they're doing this. Again, I don't like it. I would like to see the game at night, but here we are. This is just the practicality of how this works. The way that this potentially could be finessed, in the words of Pat Kraft, is that Penn State needs to identify, A, their allies within the Big Ten that believe in this event, that believe in the whiteout, that yes, it is one of the most important events in college athletics. However, as Justin and I have discussed, it benefits one team. This isn't, for instance, like the Red River rivalry, Texas and Oklahoma, where it's played at the Dallas State Fair, the Texas State Fair, excuse me, in Dallas. And you have a proverbial neutral site. Yes, it's in Texas, but still, you have that event. And it's these two teams, and that's where it happens. This inherently benefits one team. It's a very difficult argument to have. And then also, I would love to talk to the people within the Big Ten that would actually go to bat for Penn State that are at other schools. Be like, yeah, sure, we'll absolutely help you set up arguably the best home field advantage in college sports. Doubtful. Now, you're going to have to go to the Big Ten commissioner, which it sounds like Pat Kraft has been doing, and having productive conversations. But the larger issue is that if Penn State were to get everything that it wanted, the whiteout at night against the biggest home opponent Penn State draws, Penn State, A, would have to wait for this current television deal potentially to expire to then renegotiate. Or if they can find some wiggle room in the meantime, you have to identify of the three major networks, Fox, CBS, and NBC, who likes you the most. Now, here's the issue there. You're going to have to ruffle some feathers to do that. And you might have to make some compromises to do that. You might have to sacrifice some dollars to do that. But you potentially could do something if you found the network that saw the value in the whiteout game and saying, yes, we are going to co-own the whiteout game with you, and we are going to give you what you want by going to bat for Penn State, potentially against the other two networks. Imagine the finessing that would require. It's a big ask. But there's an avenue. I don't know necessarily if that would ever occur. But say, for instance, it's NBC. What's the compromise? Thursday night games? Friday night games? Penn State fans and the Penn State football program don't really love that idea. Is that the sacrifice? Is it a dollar amount altogether? Is it a specific advertiser, something? Who knows? But there's got to be some sort of compromise ultimately that is made to get to the point where Penn State can preserve the whiteout game and be able to pick, we want it against this opponent, and then said network being able to secure that game. Now, as I mentioned, it's a draft right now. And at the top of the heap, it's Fox getting to pick, and then CBS and NBC follow. So say Fox is not the one that wants it to be a night game. Clearly, they've made it very obvious they want games at noon. That's their best time slot. That's where they retain the audience. That's where they have the highest ratings, the highest revenue. More power to them. You understand that. So then you're going to have to form some alliances within these networks to try and secure this thing and protect it long term. And I think that's the thing that's really bothering Penn State fans. It bothers me. Because again, this has been going on for 20 years, and it's one of the greatest traditions in college football. It's one of the greatest traditions in college sports. I completely agree with Pat Kraft, and we're super biased at Penn State, and that's okay. It's the way we are. But I look at this, and I think if the whiteout is really to matter again, because let's be honest, for the last few years, it has occurred. Penn State versus Iowa in a whiteout. Great environment. Good opponent at the time. Could have been a better opponent altogether on paper. We've talked about it before on this show, is that Iowa was just not all that good. They could have been better. It looked like they could have been a little bit better entering that game, but it just really wasn't the game you wanted. The game a few years ago against Minnesota was not on the level Penn State was. And it's not looking down your nose at these opponents. For instance, Penn State fans have said, if it's against Illinois or UCLA, well, that's a very winnable game for Penn State already. So adding the whiteout on top of it, what are we doing it for? I understand, yes, the two best games on the schedule at home are Ohio State and Washington. So even if you did it against Washington, for instance, that's good. But say you lost the week before to Ohio State, is that really that exciting to do the whiteout against Washington when you know your season's kind of been drastically altered after that potential first loss? Have you lost games before you played Ohio State? It's another factor. The thing also at play with these networks, and I know people will probably hate to hear this, but this is the real truth about sports, is that you're setting it up to have the largest television audiences possible and the highest revenue possible. Why would a television network set up Ohio State for failure in 2024 when all of the hype is that they're one of the best teams in college football, if not head and shoulders above everybody else in terms of being the best team in college football in 2024? And then you got people like Urban Meyer saying maybe this is the best football team ever assembled. I don't know about that. Remains to be seen. But still, there's a ton of talent in Columbus, Ohio. So you do have to ask yourself, if you're a television network, well, wouldn't you protect your cash cow as long as you could? Why the hell would you set up Ohio State to walk into the literal Nittany Lions den in a whiteout game and say both teams are undefeated, and you give Penn State the environment to dethrone Ohio State, and you know the audience attached to Ohio State will be greater even for the remainder of the season than it could be for Penn State even after that victory? You're trying to set these teams up, not necessarily to win every last game and fixing games. It's not what I'm implying. But you are doing something as much as you can with scheduling and positioning these games that it's like, well, if Penn State's going to tip the scales in their favor just a little bit by doing this whiteout game, let them fire that shot against an opponent that they're probably going to beat. Illinois and UCLA, maybe Washington. It remains to be seen what Washington is going to be this year. The exodus after the national championship game was significant. So we really just don't know what we're going to get, but Washington should be competitive this year. It still leaves this environment that, yes, it's fantastic and it benefits Penn State dramatically, but are you really going to, as a television network, set aside one school and say, yep, we're going to back you? What's it going to take to do that? And that's a really hard question. And it may not be something that gets resolved for a few years because you have these television network deals in place for some time. So you may have to wait and bargain at another point in time. So in the meantime, yes, you speak to the head of the Big Ten. Yes, you try and identify your allies within these TV networks. But you have to be reasonable in terms of what are these sacrifices going to be? And if it's something, again, it's something I talked about in the episode earlier this week in terms of dollars and cents. That's what this is all about. When every team in the Big Ten is getting $70 million from these television networks, say some of that money were to go away and Penn State is already operating with a much smaller NIL budget than a lot of other teams within the conference, and the possible projection that Penn State finishes maybe somewhere between second and sixth in the Big Ten this coming year. Pat Kraft said it earlier this week on Blue White Illustrated. The Big Ten needs Penn State. I think that is a very big statement. It's hard for me to sit here and agree or disagree with him necessarily. I struggle to land on whether or not I do or do not. Part of me wants to agree with him. My heart wants to. My brain is like, I think it's been proven with all this conference realignment that nobody really needs anybody. It's tough. It's very hard to say. However, Penn State has this spectacle that they want to put on, and they are going to be aggressive in trying to make it a reality and trying to make it special once again because it has been diminished. So I am thrilled that James Franklin and Pat Kraft are fighting for this. And I know a lot of people get ticked off about James Franklin. I do believe that he wants what all of us want, the whiteout game at night against Ohio State, for instance, in 2024. And beyond that, let it be a night game against the best opponent at home possible for Penn State football. And it makes me scratch my head even on top of that, because the one thing that Fox has done a better job than most television networks in the last 5 years is they have highlighted environments that matter, that are special in college football. I remember them coming back from commercial break after the pandemic to show the first jump around at Wisconsin post-COVID. And that it had been X amount of days since it had happened to Camp Randall. But they came back early to show not football, but the fan experience, the environment. And it's something I can tell you in the world of professional wrestling, that if you're showing off an exciting environment and you show a place that it's makes you think, I wish I was there. It makes an appointment viewing. It makes you buy a ticket even. It makes you hop on a plane and go somewhere. That's what this is all about, is getting that atmosphere out there. So if inherently one network is saying, hey, we can't make this atmosphere work because of X, Y, and Z, and we're going to make more money putting it this time slot than we do at another time slot, you have to ask the question of which network will, and then are you willing to give up some control over the presentation of the whiteout that Penn State has had for a number of years? There's a lot of compromise. And there's going to be some sacrifice. And I imagine this is going to be a very long-term discussion for Penn State football. I would speculate that you won't see the whiteout against Ohio State this year. Even if it was done during the daytime, the nighttime whiteout will more than likely be Illinois or UCLA, Washington potentially. And hell, I've talked about it before in this show. If Penn State makes the college football playoff and is able to host one of those first round games, they would have to, first of all, have great success this coming season, 1 to 2 losses maximum. But in order to do that and getting that home game, you could see another one, but you might not see it until December. And that's a long time to see how things play out. We'll see. There is a fight happening for the future, for the life of Penn State's whiteout game. As someone who has attended many of these, who believes in that, I believe that college football is magic. And part of that magic is what happens at a Penn State football game, what happens during a Penn State whiteout game at Beaver Stadium. There is an electricity to it that you don't experience anywhere else. And I am thrilled to hear that Pat Kraft and James Franklin are fighting for the whiteout. Very curious to hear what all of you guys think about this. Comment on YouTube, hit us up on social media, like, comment, subscribe, rate us, turn on notifications, all that jazz. I appreciate you guys watching and listening. And hopefully we get to some sort of resolution to the point that the whiteout game is in the place that it deserves to be in the pantheon of college football. And hopefully that's sometime soon. Does it happen in 2024? My gut says no, but hopefully this gets resolved soon.
Thank you all so much for joining us. This episode and our entire library of shows is available now on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Also, let us know what you think of the show on social media and check out all of our content on X, Instagram, and TikTok. Search for the handle at State of State Pod. State of State is presented by BetOnline and by Blue White Outfitters.